New model predictions suggest that Earth's subsurface might hold billions of tons of natural hydrogen. Hydrogen's one of the most abundant elements in the universe, and it can be a source of carbon-free energy too. Burning it releases mostly water after all. But teasing it apart from natural compounds that contain it, like water or natural gas, can be both expensive and carry a carbon cost, which has been a deterrent to the wide-scale adoption of hydrogen previously. But geoscientists think that there might be vast reservoirs of the gas trapped literally beneath our feet, and a lot of it within relatively easy reach. If they're right, their findings suggest that geologic hydrogen could produce twice as much energy as all of the proven natural gas reserves we still have on Earth. I've been speaking to Jeff Ellis at the US Geological Survey.
So we had generally assumed that natural accumulations of hydrogen just couldn't form because it's a very small molecule and it's very diffusive. It leaks out through rocks in the subsurface, and it's also readily consumed by microorganisms. But there was an accidental discovery of an accumulation of almost pure hydrogen gas about a dozen years ago in the country of Mali in West Africa. And as I learned about this discovery, and I started to question this notion that maybe we could form accumulations of natural hydrogen.
And presumably, if we were to go burrowing after hydrogen like that, it's not got the same implications as to dig up fossil fuels, petroleum, coal, gas, because there isn't a carbon footprint, apart from the extraction process, associated with it. So it would be a clean form of, I suppose, fossil fuel.
That's exactly right. And today, the hydrogen that we get is actually predominantly made from fossil fuels. In the process of making a kilogram of hydrogen, we actually release about 10 kilograms of CO2 into the atmosphere.
I suppose we should point out that there are, of course, ways of making hydrogen in a non-carbon releasing way. That is, if you use a sustainable energy source to do it. But that is the drop in the ocean compared to where most comes from, isn't it?
That's right. Today, very little of this clean hydrogen is being made. The technologies that we have do exist, but they're quite expensive. It's not really clear how we're going to get all this low carbon hydrogen that we think we're going to need.
How have you turned this into a tractable question / problem then?
We looked at what we do know about natural occurrence of hydrogen on Earth. This is something that has been studied for many, many decades, mostly by biologists that are interested in the deep biosphere and life on other planets. And we know that there are microorganisms that are living on hydrogen in the subsurface. Then there were some knowledge gaps that we had to fill in. And so we used analogs from other things that have been well studied, things like petroleum systems. So through studies of petroleum, we know how gases migrate and trap and get accumulated in the subsurface. And so we were able to then borrow knowledge from those fields to fill in gaps, to put together a global model of just how much hydrogen might actually be trapped in accumulations in the entire Earth's crust.
Before we come to how much, just tell us where then we would anticipate this hydrogen might be.
The processes that are thought to be capable of generating the largest amounts of hydrogen tend to be associated with crystalline rock settings. Iron-rich rocks that are associated with the mantle underneath the Earth's crust that have been brought up near the surface, and also radioactive rocks. The radioactive decay of radiogenic minerals can actually split water and generate hydrogen. Actually, at the mid-ocean ridges today, we see seawater being reduced and forming hydrogen. And also in many hydrothermal systems, hot springs and so forth, we find hydrogen gases there. And these are, by the way, very different places from where we explore for oil and gas. So this can explain why we don't find hydrogen associated with petroleum.
And they're also, by the sound of it, within reach, some of these sources, potentially.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, this accidental discovery in Mali was only 100 meters below the surface. So in fact, it's very possible that it could be very accessible.
Now, notwithstanding the fact this is a model, therefore it's got strengths and weaknesses. There are going to be knowns, there are going to be unknowns. How much hydrogen might there therefore be lurking within reach beneath the Earth's surface?
The units that we refer to are million metric tons or megatons. And so we estimate that there could be anywhere from maybe just a few thousand of megatons to potentially billions of megatons in the Earth's crust. And the median or most likely value is on the order of around 5 million megatons. On the order of millions of megatons, it seems to be probably most likely.
And in energy terms, Is that a meaningful amount? How would that relate to, for instance, the amount of energy that's locked up in natural gas that's exploitable at the moment?
The other thing that we have to be aware of is that this millions of megatons is actually for the entire Earth's crust. And so we make no prediction about the distribution of that hydrogen. And almost certainly most of this is going to be inaccessible. It's just simply going to be too deep or too far offshore or in accumulations that are much too small that it could never be economically recovered. But as a thought exercise, I say, well, let's assume that maybe if there is 5 million megatons in the subsurface, and if we could recover just, say, 2% of that, that would represent 100,000 megatons. And I did a quick calculation to see how much energy is in that. And it's roughly about twice as much energy as all of the proven reserves of natural gas on Earth. So it seems that if we could recover just a fraction of what we think is down in the subsurface, it could actually be a substantial amount of energy.
It sounds to me like you're saying that your predictions are the world actually is quite replete with hydrogen. But there's enormous uncertainty as to whether we can actually get at this, what would be a wonderful resource if we could access it. So is it even worth pursuing this, do you think?
From my perspective, the answer is clearly yes, I think it is, that there's enough potential here. And given what we know about other gases, about natural gas, about CO2, helium, hydrogen, it seems that it's quite likely that we could have accumulations of natural hydrogen in places that could be accessible and economically recovered. And the key point is that we just simply have never looked for it.
Sometimes we just don't realise what is literally underfoot, do we? That was Jeff Ellis and that study detailing the discovery, which just published in Science Advances.